Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host. Get on your joints very shortly, maybe about 12. It seems like everything's fucking working back up and working perfectly, unlike last night where we had bullshit fucking technical difficulties with the Matrix. So, damn it, Neo, get the fuck out the Matrix. But let's move on since we just started. Get a track going. Yo, ABK, hey girl.
I rebuke you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I'm in love. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever been in love so bad that it makes you want to kill? Makes you want to collect the bitch's toenails and fingernails, hair samples, and blister skin from her ass running away from you all day? Makes you want to just kill, doesn't it?
I can't believe she's into me. I have my eyes on this girl for a long time now. I can't believe she's into me. Even if she asks, she doesn't want me around. I can't believe she's into me. The only contact I have in my little black book. I can't believe she's into me. She might say that she ain't, but I know her look. I can't believe she's into me. Sit straight through to have her on my arm with my cell phone. I can't believe she's into me. And when my homies tell me that she's not, it's just uncool. I can't believe she's into me.
Yes, she is.
You out.
And we are back. What's going on, Ghetto?
I don't know what's going on in the ghetto.
Well, too many emos.
There's emos in the ghetto now.
Yeah.
I knew this world was fucked up. I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, right?
No longer gangsters and thugs. It's now emos.
Yeah.
Very sensitive people.
Yeah. I'm gonna go cry a fucking river.
On that period power.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. But what's wrong with my sister then? She got that period power all the time, man. You gotta be called something else. Because she's a straight-up bitch all the fucking time.
I don't know. Maybe she hasn't gotten laid yet.
Probably not. I mean, I feel bad for the dude to get hurt. And that's just the truth. They may not make it out of one conversation.
That's very true.
And you have no idea how true that is.
Man, I swear fucking all emo's chat has become all pedophile chat.
Man, what happened in there now?
Let's see. Sarah Welsh, I'm 13 from Ohio. Anyone want to chat? James Gooding, me, Billy Campbell, hi, Wicked D, well, Wicked Clown Demon.
It clearly says that they are 13 years of age. Why are you even attempting to say hi?
Yeah, right.
Because we all know where that's going to go if you guys get into a private messaging.
Chan Kretzler, I'm 17, hit me up, girly. That means you'll be 18 soon, dumb fuck.
Girly.
Let's
see. Do people really talk like that?
All right, he does.
Girly. I thought only chicks say that.
Yeah, guess not. Let's see. Jonah Garcia. Motherfucker, you... old as all shit. She's 13. Have fun in jail, motherfucker.
Speaking of old people, I thought it was pretty funny for, they were showing all the followers of the one girl that went home on American Idol, right? And then in the midst of all the people that are on Facebook that are supporting her and shit, there was just a random old guy. Like, what the fuck, man? That doesn't stand out to anybody else but me. Like this young girl, man, and this old-ass guy supporters, and that's the only guy in there, really. Kind of like that chat right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, hit me up, baby. We can go to Toys R Us.
Yeah, hit me up, girl. We'll go to Disneyland and ride the fucking teacups.
What? I don't know about the teacups, but Disneyland's not too bad. I mean, that's a family-oriented thing. As where Toys R Us is just a toy store meant for children.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure fucking Toy is gonna fucking love my comment.
Are we talking about where you corrected her forever?
Oh, I corrected her and forever, if you didn't notice. But the fact that she just commented on more of a picture saying that she likes her big boobies, I commented back, don't we all?
Who's big boobs?
Toria.
Oh, Yeah, she got some nice big old titties. either of them. I don't know which one you're talking about, but either of them.
Man, I'm talking about the one from fucking PA.
Well, yeah, man. Like I said, either of them. They both got big old titties.
Yeah, but there's only one Twitter that I know in PA, and the other one's in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, here goes that mayhem, dude.
Man, I think... Damn! Fucking, Austin Aries just knocked out fucking... MVP.
Yeah, I turned it on just to see that, pretty much. Like that whole second. That happened and it was over. Oh, that was a good TNA.
Yeah, for once.
I'm just talking about just that 1 second or so. If I would have watched the whole thing, I'd have been bored as shit.
Well, I didn't really watch the whole thing either. I was watching NXT.
Man, that mayhem dude just making fun of that Rampage dude. I swear that's the only thing that mayhem dude does is stand outside the cage and just heckle people and shit like he did on that bully beatdown. Then he was in there, he was fighting with him and shit. He's just laughing, making some weird noises and shit.
Man, I haven't seen that show in forever. What the fuck happened to that show? That was a good show.
I don't think it's on anymore. I think maybe you could see old episodes on it on, like, MTV2 or something.
Fun, though. Bully beatdown.
But, yeah, the show was funny.
Hell, yeah.
Mainly just because of him.
Let's see. They had 3 seasons. Finally ended in January 1st, 2012. Started in 2009.
I think I missed, like, maybe a season of it then.
I don't know if I can find that shit up on Hulu Plus. Let's find out.
I'm sure you can.
But, yeah, no, man, if I get tonight, NXT was actually pretty good, though, man.
So, why was Too Cool on there exactly?
Because, they made a match where it could be the Ascension putting up their tag team titles against a mystery opponent. The mystery opponent turned out to be Too Cool.
I don't even know who them other people were.
Man, those motherfuckers, yo, the Ascension, those motherfuckers are straight up beast in the fucking ring, dude.
So other than that, what the hell happened?
You had Paige versus Emma for the NXT Women's title. And that was a fucking... Let's put it this way. That match was better than anything that TNA put out ever.
Well, yeah. And you got 2 chicks that do submission holds.
Yeah. And the fucking submission that fucking Paige went used, holy shit, that shit was insane.
Yeah, but that ain't the first time she's used that, though.
On NXT, she has not used the, Scorpion cross up before.
It's kind of similar to the what the hell is that move that Edge did?
I don't even remember.
The submission all day. What the hell is it called, like Educator or some shit?
Something around there.
It's similar to that move.
Hey, look, I found it.
Found what?
Bully Beatdown on fucking Hulu Plus. Seasons 1 and 2.
See, there you go.
But, yeah, Paige ended up winning. Then it's the final match was Adrian Neville versus Bo Dallas in a ladder match for the NXT Championship.
And who won that?
Adrian Neville.
Wow. People were finally sick of Bo Dallas.
Our very first match of the night was
Who versus Cesaro?
Sami Zayn.
There we go. You were crackling up.
Cesaro won, and like a few seconds later, after Cesaro got out of the ring, Cesaro got back into the ring and gave Sami Zayn a hug.
So Cesaro's on like every fucking show.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yet they won't let him win the title.
Oh yeah, well he had a title for me, but then he lost it.
So what title was that?
United States title.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
It's the... They also had Moonchild versus some other dude. I forgot the motherfucker's name already.
Moonchild? What the fuck kind of name is that?
Yeah. There we go. Results. It was, okay, let's see. They also had, it was, CJ Park, a.k.a. Moonchild, versus Mojo Rawley. And they had Tyler Breeze versus Xavier Woods.
No. Which thing do you got more viewers? TNA? Or NXT?
I think NXT got more viewers.
For tonight? Pay-per-view? Or for the TNA show?
I think for the pay-per-view. And the pre-show was nuts, though, for tonight, though, too, because they had Paul Heyman, Bret Hart, and Kevin Nash.
The fuck?
Yeah, right.
For what?
The pre-show.
The hell did they do?
It was just demo part, like the pre-show panel. They talked just doing, giving their views on the matches and the wrestlers and shit.
Paul Heyman, what do you have to say?
Nothing much. Nothing interesting. And I'd have to correct myself again. Paige has not held the title for 218 days. They misspoke. It's actually been 252.
Michael Cole.
It's been 252 days she's held that title.
So isn't that more days than AJ's held the Divas Championship?
That would be correct.
So if she held the title that long, why is she not with the WWE just yet?
Yeah, I don't know why.
But they got Emma on there fucking dancing with Santino Marella.
Yeah, pretty much.
How does she get on there, but an actual good diva wrestler fucking can't get on there?
I don't know.
WWE makes no fucking sense. they say they're looking for talent, but they don't ever bring talent up.
Yeah, and fucking Alexander Russo, all he keeps doing is fucking promos. Motherfucker, you already debuted at the Rumble. Just get to the fucking ring already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least it's better than Fandango coming out every week and saying he's not going to wrestle. Before his debut, you know. So this dude talking, that's fine, whatever. Just be in a fucking match already.
Exactly, man. Like, what the fuck?
Like, nobody wants to hear you talking. What is he?
Like, fucking... I don't know, he's like Valerian or something like that.
Whatever the fuck he's talking to, ain't nobody wanted to see it. See you talking to that shit every week. And some random bitch stand behind you. You know, like on that Best of ICP Theater last night, how Sugar Slam was standing right behind Violent J and you couldn't see her. So here's Sugar Slam. He stepped aside there. She's like, what the fuck? He's a big motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
Like, damn, dude.
Yeah, Evgeny Rusev is Bulgarian, from Bulgaria. He's only 28, too. But yo, fucking, I swear TNA gets the fucking bigger bitches than WWE does. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, they find the hot ones. Not necessarily that they can wrestle.
Yeah, because the fucking Lady Tapa is 6 foot and 225 pounds.
You should have that bitch versus Tamina Snuka.
Hell yeah. And then they got some new chick fucking Alpha Female is her name.
What is that? The Alpha Male in drag. That's who it is.
Well, except she's white and German.
Well, that's not going to work then.
But she's 6'1" and 191 pounds.
I see. Where the fuck did Tess Marker go?
I don't know.
They need to bring her back.
Now, she came
put her back in the WWE or something.
She came back to TNA once and told off fucking Bully Ray, then she left.
Well, that was important.
Yeah, right. let's see. Yeah, that's what they're right here on December 22nd episode of Impact Wrestling. Brooke was seen backstage speaking to Bully Ray, who really threatened her. And in their relationship turning Brooke's face in the process. And then we haven't seen her since.
Yeah, she turns face and then she disappears forever.
Yeah, right?
Nobody wants no good guys.
Yeah. They want ugly big fucking bitches. Like, Alpha Female. Like that is just,
Does that chick have a name?
Her real name is Marie Christian Gubbert.
Okay.
So we'll just stick with calling her Alpha Female.
Alpha Female it is.
Yeah, she's
so
finding out.
How about we make a trade with TNA, man? We give them Eva Marie and they give us Tess Marker.
But I don't even think TNA wants her.
Well, they like useless talent. Why not have her?
Again, I don't think they want her.
I mean, she's hot, but like, what else is she gonna do?
Right, she'll do that damn thing.
Now, if we had a mirror on the pole match, I mean, we'd be in good shape.
Or just throw her into a fucking bra and panties match.
Yeah,
let her lose.
Something useful.
Yeah, just let her lose.
Be like, look, you're going out there to get naked. Alright.
But I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have a problem with that.
She'd be like, I can do that. Just as well as she can dance.
Yeah, I just need to get rid of that bitch. Because she ain't doing anything useful for the WWE.
She does like to post on Instagram, though.
Man, that's why it's more focused like this song, bitch. Like, you know, I get Juggalo's label as a gang. David Grizzly Wintergreen Dunphone. Dunford.
What the hell did you just say?
David Grizzly Wintergreen Dunford.
Well, it's name like that, you just need to be slapped.
Yeah, man, because he fucking posted up in a group, Juggalo family group, going, go ahead, make fun of me, soup. You bet you fake-ass friends I don't fucking give a fuck with.
Well, What was that noise you just did?
Swoop.
The fuck is that?
Apparently he's a fucking blood.
You're a blood. You deserve to die.
Yeah. He's a blood in fucking Virginia. I don't even think they had blood down in Virginia.
Man, I really don't think that there's really any gangs anymore, man.
Yeah, right?
Like, I don't know. I don't know how that shit works nowadays. But I really don't think there's any gangs anymore, man. So, this guy claiming to be one of them, still. Mind. So, if I were to wear all one color too, does that mean I'm in the gang too?
Probably. But I think it's stronger than Fam Love. Yeah, this is a group that's fucking worthless.
Nothing stronger than Fam Love. I call bullshit like a motherfucker. Where the fuck is the family love at, huh? I just get douchebags that report pictures. Where's the love in that?
Yeah, right. That's funny because that David who tried out at me just because of that guy, you know, I saw his fucking picture. No, motherfucker.
Because, like, last night, man, I was just I was playing PlayStation, and then I went on Facebook, and all of a sudden I had four pictures that were reported. I was like, what the fuck? Who the hell is hating right this minute? For, like, no reason.
Yeah, right?
And the pictures that were reported weren't even anything bad. But, like, then I saw that it was just cover photos. So I was like, man, it must be somebody that isn't my friend. You know?
Yeah, probably.
And then later on today, somebody reported a photo of the damn G-Spot page. Like, what the fuck? What are these damn terrorists doing?
Yeah, right.
Jeez, you ain't gonna bomb my page.
Oh. Apparently they want to bomb your page.
So now for you having squiggly line names, talking in fucking crazy shit, reporting pictures, you no longer get the page, man. You can't see that shit.
Yeah, that works.
You go back to Afghanistan and fuck yourself.
I'm sure they will.
Like a motherfucker that tagged somebody in the album I have on there. I thought they were typing in that language and shit, but it was them tagging somebody.
You know, the funny thing is, since you unpublished it, nobody could get to that page.
That's what I'm saying. Just the people that manage it, which are me. So you can't even see it at all?
No, because I try to go into it, it just keeps bringing me back to my newsfeed.
All right, good. At least nobody can see it.
But I think what you need to say to all these foreign motherfuckers is Terralu.
Is that a song?
This is the Bollocks with Terralu.
Take you on a journey, times of torment, times of pain, where the history unfolds, the clocks they never change. He's lived his life the best he knows, which always goes to show, you and I were not one in the same.
Terralu, Let me take you on a journey, times the torment, times the pain, where the history it rolls, the clocks they never change. He's lived his life the best he knows, but always goes to show, you and I were not one in the same. Just a man, nothing more, nothing less, but nonetheless lives his life with every drop he bleeds. Caramel, caramel, caramel.
Back with the tanning of America.
The tanning of America? What the fuck?
Yeah, isn't that kind of racist?
Who's the tanning of America?
That's the name of this show here on VH1.
I ain't watching that. I'm watching Bully Beatdown.
It's called that, and then it's about all the black things in rap and all that shit.
Wow.
Like, wouldn't that be considered racist?
Wow.
And I actually wouldn't be surprised if you sent this butler to come fight. I have plenty of coffee, so there's nothing concerning you, no big deal, don't even worry about it.
What the hell? This dude's like...
easier than your photograph. Whoa! That last con looks like Alan. If Alan got by a lot of bees. You know your brother, right? Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah, I brought my camera too by it.
So what should we play next, Bun?
Extend the challenge to you, since you like...
Out of My Mind by Liquid Assassin.
Let me go up the Liquid. Let's see.
That guy's name is Sausage.
The fuck?
Oh. Anyway.
We don't have Out of My Mind by Liquid Assassin on the soundboard, sir.
Why the fuck not? It's there.
Never mind. Yes, we do. I was gonna just look at the session. I didn't realize it had other people on it. But here we go.
Wanna treat me like a maniac. Every single minute they be testing my patience and wanna see how my brain reacts. Yeah. Till I make a situation where everybody is facing another motherfucker doing the same react. Yeah. Push anybody to the limit, feeling pain. In fact, they gon' rage and snap. Plot to put somebody under blades of grass. Get the rage is mad. Everybody in the middle of it gonna get that cranium cracked. From a Louisville bat. Don't do a stadium blast.
my composure and take a load off. So I can meditate, just so I can regain my balance before I really cause my next episode. So tired of people judging me, verbally pushing, shoving me. I'm about to lose it, I better leave before I let it go. And come through like an F5. Set it off like a cyclone. Feel I'm out of my damn mind, lost with a blindfold.
It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul. I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing. It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul. I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing.
Yeah.
Must be out of my mind.
Everybody always wanna know what I'm about. Listen to the lyrics and spin it and figure it out. He's so shy and quiet, my, he's silent. Cause the fakest motherfuckers feel the need to shout. This world is filled with so doubt and hatred. Bound to face it, trying to get about this matrix. Monetary enslavement. And if you try to fight the dollar power, get your face in the pavement. Making beats, playing keys for the people. So good, you would think that it's illegal. Give me a minute to whip up something vicious. And I'm gonna give you a finished product that's beautiful and evil. First look at my image and stature. Typical cracker mixed with a bit of a rap. A lyrical rapture, any will and air that I capture. The most important motherfucking skill I can master. In fact, I love it. When I feel the need, I'm gonna snap in public. And rapping numbs it. Put the pen to the pad, hand moves fast. Sometimes I really feel that I hover above it. And that's real, homie. In a room with a group of people and still lonely. All the haters debating whether they will fold me. Treat me like a central bank and make the world
go. It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul. I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing. It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul. I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing.
Sick of motherfuckers trying to act cause they know me. You wanna dab me like homies and come attack and control me. You wanna trap me and hold me, you better back away slowly. I'm like a pack of coyotes, high on a pack of peyote. And wear the mask of a goalie, I'm turning back to my omi. And thinking bitches that I'm with are trying to fuck on my road dogs. If I can snapping on everybody, I'll end up all alone. Like a woman who just doesn't get blowjobs. So fuck all this, hold on and push this break shit. Homie got my father's anger and I cope with hatred. And I'm sick of all these bitches with they bitches little shit that try to comment on my music and my situation. Like I need a better manager, a booking agent. Where they give them a hitter with her in this vocation. I need to get a tan cause I don't look the race. I'd rather find a wood chip or I could put your face in. I'm sick of all the shit, I'd be different and get it with it the wicked. I'm sick of these bitches that figure that I can't nail them. I don't know shit about cars cause rather than teach me, pop smoke dope and listen to Van Halen. But I paid my debts, pain laid to rest. God and the devil always playing chess. Truth is I already made it cause my family see me change for the better. How do you gauge success?
It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul. I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing. It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul. I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing. Must be out of my mind.
Hey, we're back.
When I win the fight on fight night, Mayhem better have his bull on, because
I'm ready. Man, there's way too many Deuce sausages up on fucking Facebook.
What? The hell did you just say?
Deuce sausages on Facebook.
Deuce sausages?
Yep.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, let's see. Man, I'm talking shit on this one dude saying, you got the body of a meathead and a douche. And if you put them together, you get douche sausages.
Darn it. Well, the dude that's on this Ink Master right now, his name is Sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen this one already.
Well, it's a repeat. Of course you've seen it. Deuce sausage.
gonna need that today. Like I said, you don't got a little brother or a little big brother in front of you. You got a real dude, man.
I'm gonna come out this guy with everything.
Well, there was one more person leaving all emo's chat. It finally was.
Who's leaving? The little children.
Man, I wish. Some dude who's not liking the shit anymore because apparently all he sees is people trying to hook up like a dating site.
Oh, here we go again. Except it's a dude this time complaining about it.
Yeah, right?
I'm trying to date on here.
Since Ryan doesn't respect family first, I'm going to make him respect pain first. I mean, come on. There ain't nothing wrong with trying to hook up with a wet as long as she's of age.
I got my dad right here. Any man that doesn't respect the older brother and the father,
he's
just
angry. Oh, yeah.
But wait. If people get a problem with that, then why do people all over TV, all over the internet and whatnot, keep pushing online dating sites?
Yeah, right.
They push all that all the time and shit, and then you find somebody on Facebook trying to hook up with somebody else on Facebook, and it's a problem. Everybody loses their mind. Now, whoever makes those damn pictures on Facebook needs to make one of the Joker saying that one. Like all the other pictures you got Joker with that shit on. Whoever the hell makes those, make that photo. Or I'll make it my damn self.
Yep, you ready to go. You can get your knocked out.
Coming up next, Ryan learns a valuable lesson. You play with guns, you might get killed.
Bud. Let's see.
Let's go, man.
Yeah, I got something to go with. This is a track just for Chris Cumlin.
It's me, Tommy.
To my car, preppy girl, but what's the difference? I made it like an incident, coincidence. I was talking innocent children of my ignorance. Particular reasons I get off the slaughtering girls. First the pearls shining with dreadlocks, suppressed curls. I can't seem to focus on the emotions I bring appearance. Cause when they find a body, my status is not apparent. I like them young, full of energy, just ready to fuck. A cut in the veins, a spark with that venom, she might suck. I can dig it. Fucking young, it just reminds me of midgets. And midgets, I fuck too quick and get tired until I'm finish. The global elementary school is where I find my victims. Hit you with skinny sickness with my team, I bring the fitness. Loaded up the backseat and bring them to that house. Bad mouth, pedophiles, still admit it, let's rip. Bouncing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile. Pedophile. You creep with this sickness, so you better smile. Better smile. In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while. Wait a while. To grab your children, I'm a pedophile. Pedophile. Bouncing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile. Pedophile. You creep with this sickness, so you better smile. Better smile. Caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while. Wait a while. Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile. Pedophile.
Running for the judge on another bogus charge. 3 months behind bars, persecuting who we are. People like me can't appreciate that young love. That underage pussy so tight, fits like a glove. So what if she was a little bit young? All the more fun exploring her body with my tongue. Now they wanna label me, calling me false names, saying that I'm sick and underage. They know I'm insane, but they don't stop him from parading me around the state. Like I'm the sickest person on the earth's face. Been this way since birth, looking up girls' skirts. The younger, the better, the sweeter, the wetter. And I won't ever change, no matter how you speak my name or for what crimes I'm blamed. I'm a pedophile, and I'll always stay the same. So go ahead, lock me away, I'll be down someday.
The alleys, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile.
Better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I'll wait a while.
Wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
profile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile.
Better smile.
In the caddy outside of your house, I wait a while.
Wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
Yeah. Her name is Cheryl, and Cheryl had tons of friends. I begin to rub my dick before injecting the penis in. I sit and wait for children, been 2 hours and I'm feeling my sickest semen, breathing heavy just from the feeling. Dressed in black with khakis, looking like a salesman. Candy in my pocket like Michael Jackson in Neverland. Not R. Kelly, I'd rather slaughter than piss on my victims, but I hate a nigga who beat on his children rather than kill them. Police are highly motivated to catch a sick nigga who loves to stick fingers and tight pussies up in stormy weather. Whether she breathing or dying, crying, screaming and frying from cyanide, fuck on my fucker right where she lying. Burn every chance of a material, dig up the grave, maybe chop her into pieces to throw it out in the lake. I have issues with catching it, bitch, when popping out pussies and wussies. Know it, I show it, I'm a pedophile, stop blowing. Popping through the alleys, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile.
Better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I wait a while.
Wait a while.
Pistol, grab your children, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
Passing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile.
Better smile.
In this caddy outside of your house, I wait a while.
Wait a while.
Pistol, grab your children, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
See my release, looking for that young meat. Roaming the streets till I see what I wanna see. A pretty girl about 12 or 13. A few minutes and I got her in my passenger seat. Tell her I'll do her homework for a week. If she lifts up her training bra, she'll be what's underneath. She lifts her shirt slowly till she's exposed fully. Then I grab my gun and put it under her cheek. If you think you're gonna die, we're going for a ride. When we arrive, I got you a surprise. Come on, block with my hand between the thighs. Till we get to my house and I force the bitch inside. Get her on her knees, mouth ready to please. She's too small to pull along, I dislocated jaw. Now she's crying and you know we can't have that. Pulled out my cock, insert my block, blow my load down her back.
Back through the alleys, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile.
Better smile.
Caddy outside of your house, I wait a while.
Wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
Passing through the alleys, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
You creeping with the sickness, so you better smile.
Better smile.
Caddy outside of your house, I wait a while.
Wait a while.
Quick to grab your children, I'm a pedophile.
Pedophile.
And we're back.
Yeah, we are.
But I'm surprised we're getting just got Negro hasn't done any Mail Monday yet.
She's too busy being Blastoid.
That's why I'm a man. She can be blessed with all she wants.
You take freedom
in
gas stations this quarter.
I mean, you know, as long as we get a fucking, I mean, as long as there's something, you know, that we can buy, you know what I mean?
5% cash back at Well, she got that other thing she dressed up as, that Super Sonico or whatever the hell, Sonica or some shit.
Yeah, Super Sonic, though.
Yeah, she got that coming along with the Blastoid shit. Who knows what else she's going to make.
Shit, but I'm definitely going to be buying the fucking Pokemon ones, though. Charizard, Blastoid, Lugia. And I'll throw them in.
Hell, man, that Charizard one's dope as fuck. And I don't even care for Pokemon anymore.
Costing him $3 of the $5,000 he started with. That's another $1,000 down. Don't let the love handle man boobs fool you. Surprisingly, Ryan escaped round one with $2,000. For now, you can do $5,000 more down. All you have to do is... Don't let the love handle the man boobs fool you. What the fuck? Damn it, Mayhem. Stop watching fucking dude boobs. Gets knocked out with a ref has to stop the fight early. All the money goes straight to his brother, Alan. All right, you ready?
I still be going with the Missing Talking track, though.
Alrighty then.
You know what? Since everybody keeps complaining and fucking all juggalos chat, this is Mr. Toxic with Adults Only.
Coming to get mine like a motherfucker, I'm running out of time. Like another brother, but it's all I gotta say, okay. Get close enough, I let the heater spray. Like spit on the mic, everything feels right when I know it's wrong. When I see a big old fatty in the song, my dog is on, gonna blow up. Put it in you, get toe up from the flow up. When we slow my blow up and tell you that I wanna fuck. And that's all you really need to know right now. Now we gotta find out how and where we declare our place to
fuck.
That's if you wanna
fuck.
If not, I'm out of
fuck.
If not, that's cool, we can go to the neighborhood pool and get undressed, our bed is dark, everybody's gone now, we can do whatever we want now. Go ahead and flaunt it, it's okay, let me see the areola thing is, I don't know it, but she's looking real good without anything on, she's dripping wet, I bite her neck until we just start having sex. I'ma try my best not to hurt you, but you know I really wanna squirt you on me, get up on me, like you wanna know me, baby, and that's a big maybe, cause a lot of people don't know me, I'm shady, when it comes to this, let me up in it right now, let me go a little bit down south, let me go down and use my mouth, so where we gonna need another towel, let me up in it right now, let me go a little bit down south, let me go down and use my mouth, so where we gonna need another towel, so what's the noises, I'm going crazy, I'm crazy, girl, you know I don't really want a baby, let me see a pat, let me see a ring, let me see an IUD, cause I know I don't give a fuck right now, I'ma make you scream and shout, right before I come in your mouth, okay, come up cause I wanna see the butt and the really pretty face that you got right there, and you know I really wanna pull your hair, don't be scared, you know you like it when I bust a nut and you're like a psychic, you keep up and you follow, coming in your mouth and I know you swallow, cannibalistic animal fix it, love it so much when you really wanna risk it, do you wanna risk it now, I don't know but I'ma find out how, okay let me do it, take a break, I really never meant to make your body shake, was it really that good, now you tell me, was it I found you or you found me, who found who, you tell me, let me up in it right now, let me go a little bit down south, let me go down and use my mouth, so where we gonna need another towel, let me up in it right now, let me go a little bit down south, let me go down and use my mouth, so where we gonna need another towel, let me up in it right now, let me go a little bit down south, let me go down and use my mouth, so where we gonna need another towel, let me up in it right now, let me go a little bit down south, let me go down and use my mouth, so where we gonna need another towel.
Got nobody listening, make sure once it drops, they give us Toxic's new album, Murky Waters.
Yeah, pick it up. bitch.
That shit, while you're at it, make sure you fucking save some money, because once fucking Jessica Negan comes back to their fucking shop, man, we highly suggest you pick up some fucking prints.
But I highly suggest you never order anything off of HatchetGear.com.
In other words, he said what he has gotten his shit from Hatchet Gear.
Hashtag real talk.
But.
But see, I was looking at an old email that I sent to their customer thing back when I had issues with the Twisted CD and shit, apparently. I never got a confirmation at that point in time either.
But yeah, you still ended up getting your CD.
Yeah. How long after I sent that did I get it? I don't remember. But now this next time I ordered, I have the same fucking issue. Why the fuck is that?
I don't know.
This is like, this is what, like a year later maybe?
Out there, yeah.
Because when that Twisted CD came out last year?
And Abominations came out.
Or the year before that?
Yeah, I think the year before that. Because last year they just dropped A New Nightmare.
Yeah, so it's been at least 2 years ago. And then I still have issues with their fucking shit. Never do they send me a confirmation email. Never.
Yeah, you just get your shit.
But at this point in time, man, it's been, what, at least 10 days or so?
About there, yeah.
The fuck are they waiting for?
I don't know. That's okay. It's still President's Day, so.
It's not President's Day anymore.
Well, it's a thing. Automobile places that are still fucking celebrating and fucking doing a fucking President's Day fucking giveaway.
Yeah, I've seen that, yes.
I'm like, what the fuck?
That shit's already been here and gone.
Yeah.
What makes it worse is that you send customer service things, emails, and they never answer you.
Yeah, true.
That's only my issue right there, man. If you just fucking tell me, then I'll stop sending you emails.
Yeah, right. Oh, look. A female Hitler.
What?
I said, a female Hitler.
Where?
On my fucking Facebook.
What the hell you got Hitler on your Facebook for?
I don't know, but I just looked in the next minute ago. Penta Funk Jenny goes, if anyone on here is Jewish, just now from the bottom of my heart, I think you are absolutely positively fucking useless. And that Hitler had the right fucking idea. Fuck the Jews, kill them all.
Okay, then.
Like, wow. Someone's got some pent-up rage.
Now, if only I still had my yarmulkes.
Maybe it's in the
church. No, I'm not Jewish, but I had yarmulkes. Now, if only I still had them, I could take a photo and send it to that person.
Why did you have yarmulkes?
Really not quite sure. But, I don't know. I was a Jew for Halloween once.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. I went to school with, like, blue hair and, like, a yarmulke and said I was Jewish. And then this one Jewish girl got real upset about it.
damn.
It was pretty funny, though.
Now, my question is, did anyone come up to you and try speaking Jewish to you, like Hebrew or something like that?
Did you just say Jewish?
Yes.
No, nobody did, because, you know, clearly they know I'm not Jewish.
Oh, I found the perfect movie for Gail G to watch. It's called Teeth.
Although I did make friends with this Jewish kid that helped me get through this one class, though.
That worked.
But what's the movie?
Heath.
Heath?
Yeah, it's like some chick who's got fucking teeth in her fucking pussy.
Oh, teeth?
Yeah.
So she got a piranha pussy.
Yep.
Where you don't eat the pussy eats you.
Exactly.
Is that the saying for the movie?
Man, it shouldn't be.
And what the hell is that about? Is that a porno?
Some comedy horror movie that came out like 2007.
Comedy horror movie?
Yeah.
So what is it? Some bitch just finds some does to fuck and then she eats them? With her vagina?
Don O'Keefe. He's a teenage spokesperson for a Christian abstinence group called The Promise. She attends groups with her two friends, Alicia and Phil. One evening, after giving a speech about the purity ring worn by members of the group, she was introduced to Toby and finds him attractive. The four begin going out as a group. Dawn fantasizes about marrying Toby, although after her acknowledging the attraction, they agree they can't not spend time together. Soon after, they give in and meet at a local swimming hole. After swimming together, they go into a cave to get warm and begin kissing. Dawn gets uncomfortable and tries to get him to go back. Toby then attempts to rape Dawn, who panics and tries to push him off. Toby becomes aggressive and shakes Dawn, resulting in her smacking her head on the ground. While she is dazed, Toby takes the opportunity to begin raping her. Dawn fights back and inadvertently bites off his penis with her vagina. A horrified Dawn stumbles away and flees the scene. After a Promise meeting, she meets her classmate Ryan at a dance. They talk, and he drops her off at home. Dawn drops her purity ring off a cliff and goes back to the swimming hole. She screams the horror when she sees a freshwater crab crawling on Toby's penis. She then researches vagina dentata, and realizes she may have it. She visits a gynecologist, Dr. Godfrey, in an attempt to find out what has happened to her. When he assaults her in the guise of a examination, reaching up inside her without a glove, she panics and her vagina bites off all four fingers of his right hand. While biking home, she encounters a police officer driving Toby's car. The cop demands that she pull over to the side of the road. After the stop, she decides to go back to visit the pool to investigate. When she arrives, she sees the police bringing up Toby's body, and he is presumably dead of shock and water. Meanwhile, back at home, her ill mother, Kim O'Keefe, collapses. Dawn's stepbrother, Brad, and his girlfriend, Melanie, hear her collapse but ignore her, continue to have sex while she lies on the floor. Dawn's mother is taken to the hospital. Dawn goes to Ryan seeking help. And the two successfully have sex. The following morning, they have sex again, but mid-coitus, Ryan's friend calls. Ryan smugly boasts that he and the friend had bet on whether he could score Dawn in her anger. Her vagina bites off his penis. as she leaves him to call his mother for help. Dawn learns her mother has died, leading her stepfather Bill to attempt to throw Brad out, but Brad sets his dog on Bill. Dawn meets her stepfather and Melanie at the hospital at emboldened by her power, she goes back home to seek revenge. Dawn puts on makeup and goes to seduce her stepbrother. In the midst of the act, Brad recalls that while still kids, Dawn bit his finger, but it was not her mouth that bit him. After he realizes this, Dawn's giant bites off his penis. She releases it on the ground, and Brad's dog eats it, spitting out the glands and genital piercing. Dawn leaves him whimpering and maimed on his bed. Dawn cycles away from home, but her bike tire sustains a puncture, so she begins hitchhiking. She gets a lift from an old man, but falls asleep and rides for several hours. Waking up after nightfall, she tries to get out. He repeatedly locks the doors. He licks his lips as if to ask for a sexual favor to release her. Dawn hesitates and then looks towards the camera and the old man with a seductive smile. So, yeah. So she will literally bite your fucking dick off.
It doesn't tell you why she has a killer vagina.
No.
That's all I was really looking for, is why her vagina bites fucking dicks off.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that.
Yeah. So you're pretty much not screwed unless you're fucking her.
Exactly. That's a bitch you need to stick to. That's one of the bitches you gotta stay away from.
Yeah. It's like that one movie where a bitch met dudes offline and she had sex with him and then she fucking killed him.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
It ain't me.
It ain't me. So what the hell is that video you sent me earlier, man? Who the hell is that old ass dude? Is that one of Chris Penland's friends from his AA meetings? Child pornography.
No, apparently he's planning on helping the FBI fucking lock Chris Penland up in prison.
Oh yeah, well he's failing.
Yeah, he really is.
What is your YouTube video really doing? Nothing.
Yeah. Hey, man. I need your help. And people fucking realize, Destiny just fucking realized that, Chris Brown's a pedophile, and he's on her page. Even though we've told her this many times.
Yeah, I saw that. It was on that, page she invited me to, or whatever that whole... What was that? Real Juggaloos...
Against
fake fucks or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I said Chris Penland is a pedophile. and then of course he's on that page.
Yeah, right. Like what the fuck?
Alright, man, this dude is everywhere. He's like, what's with the harsh words, man?
But I think we should go with some young Dubliners.
You and your fucking Irish shit.
We will go with I'ma tell me ma.
Well, you go tell your mom.
Tell me ma when I go home, the boys don't leave the girls alone, to pull my hair and stole my comb, that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City, she's Carton 123, please won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her and all the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, they ring at the bell, oh my jewel, oh are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Now Jenny Morrissey says she'll die, she doesn't get the fellow with her overnight. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City, she's Carton 123, please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, snow comes shoveling from the sky. She is sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her man she goes home. Let them all come as they will, Albert Mooney she loves still. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Dublin City, she is Carton 123, please won't you tell me who is she? Woo!
And we're back.
Why is he saying she is handsome?
Well, that's actually a term in Ireland.
It's also a term here. But we don't use it to talk about a girl.
well, that's how they do it out there in Ireland.
Yeah, it results of drinking too much.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I could give you something better.
No.
Monica Lee, you need to make some videos, bitch, so I can watch your ass.
Jeez. Speaking very harshly of your internet girlfriend.
And I'll go to fuck the shit out of her.
I'm sure a lot of people would.
Man, I get first dude, fuck them.
I don't think anybody gets dibs.
Let's see if she's any new. Probably not. Nope.
What if you get on top of my dude like this, and he's like trying to work into some kind of move, or something like that? What's his plan?
Hold on.
Here's the ground game with a kid to the dark matter in space. It's not there, but we know it's there, but it's like a philosophical question. It's boxing, kickboxing. I mean,
well, I'm good at it.
Yeah? Let's see what you got on the back.
Do it.
All right. Ooh, come on, look at it.
Let's see a high kick. Yeah, man, you should have to get a little plus just to get watch fucking Bully beat down again.
Yeah, no thanks.
But we can go to the old school, something we ain't played in a while. No, don't worry, it's not Irish. Here's Vanilla Ice and ICP. Boy, I'm Halloween, this is the only track we're going to hear from him yet. And he related to Psychopathic, because, you know, we still haven't heard his new album yet.
More on Halloween, more on Halloween, more on Halloween.
Jumps right out at ya, 10-3-1 the calendar. In Texas, a hellraiser's born like the Chainsaw Massacre. Hills have eyes in Texas, kids. Stories about what next he did. Doctor slapped him on his ass, his head spun round like Exorcist. Bad enough for quarantine, mess with him, you're gonna scream. They said he had a shining, he saw red rum and evergreen. Omen since he was a teen, Freddy Krueger on the scene. Slicing up MDs, spitting out lyrical guillotine. Some call him Psycho, the Norman Bates of hip-hop. Ladies call him Alfred cause they're all over his Hitchcock. The haters are like Hosh. They follow him with damn. They speak but then he shut them up like Silence of the Lambs. This ain't the Blair Witch Project, it's live and in the flesh. A B.I.T.E. flow, a.k.a. Faces of Death.
With my hands I trick and treat, spooks and freaks all over your street. It's our time to make it scream. Don't be scared, it's Halloween.
My phone is so psychotic, it's killing when I'm on the scene. Came here to party, I was born on
Halloween.
I do the unexpected, Michael Myers in your area. Plug up a mic and wreck it, to some ain't nothing scarier. Causing much hysteria, among other MCs. The swag is steady, testing them, I'm causing them to freeze. Cutting them like Jason, I stay on the attack. Like Ozzy did when he bit that head off of a bat. They start to see illusions, buckle under stress. Scream from confusion, hearts beating in the chest. They say the ice is killing us, the cops make no arrest. They say nobody's feeling us. The ice has gotta possess. His music is so dangerous, his flow is homicidal. He might be an American, no artificial idol. He kills them in the club, you know it's murder for survival. Yet the people give him love like a Halloween revival.
With our hands I trick and treat, spooks and freaks all over your street.
And discombobulated in the back of a brothel just before it got raided. I didn't open up my eyes until the eve of Halloween. They've never seen mad, I howled and screamed. I bit somebody's finger off, they threw me in a dumpster. Underneath a couple bags of trash, a little monster. Raised in the alleys, eating possums and rats. Yet every Halloween I seen, I could completely relax. I could walk the streets freely, wielding a machete. Leave a body on the lawn, cut open, bleeding out spaghetti. Nobody knows about me, and then I lurk up in the gutters. It's wicked, every day for me, it's a costume for these others. We don't want your nerdy butters and suckers. The ice is fine and Jay, born on Halloween, they can't touch us.
With our hands, I trick and treat, spooks and freaks all over your street. It's our night to make it.
Back. He know, now this is something that, you know, I think the WWE should start adopting. Just fucking fuck the whole be a star. Just bring in the bullies and beat their asses.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course, you know, they can't really do that with a fucking, you know, a middle school or high school bully, because, you know, then they get sued for fucking killing a minor.
Child abuse.
Well, then again, I mean, you know, the fact that they put fucking El Torito and Hornswoggle in the ring, wouldn't that be the same as child abuse?
But they're not children.
No, but they're the size of children.
Yeah, but they're not kids. And they signed up for that.
Well, then again, technically, for fucking El Torito, it would be a combination of child abuse and animal abuse.
Yeah. PETA and the rest of the world wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, no. Now, I think it's funny how fucking Michael Westbrook going from being a fucking part of the NFL to being a fucking MMA. Kind of like how fucking Brock Lesnar can't make up his mind. Don't want to be a wrestler, don't want to be football, don't want to be MMA, back to wrestling.
Mike, are you sure you
want to
do this?
Hey, Mike, are you sure you want to do this?
I guess there's nothing left to say. Let's let them deal with it.
But I think what Bully Beatdown needed was, what the fuck was that wrestler's name? Mills Lane. In the fucking, let's get ready to rumble! Or let's get it on! But now it's time to piss, so let's go with some Twisted.
Touch like a cold breeze, tickle my neck, see it, and show me more ways than the door. I would expect her to know by now, I won't bend or be afraid of anything she shows me or anything she says. She want me to be scared cause she feeds on fear and shows me horrible things so I don't see so clear. My vision is so distorted and covered with new eyes, and so many people covered in blood and ready to die. I'm afraid of my own self and it won't help me none to get a gun and put it to my nose. I know that you're alone and I figured that we can talk if she don't get out.
She's calling on me every night. She's scratching the walls to keep me afraid. Every day she keeps tearing at my sanity and bearing how it's become so mundane.
Becoming a saint. I won't pay out the price.
Used to it, flashbacks trigger my brain. Used to it like fireworks again and again. And if I'm going insane, then I'm taking somebody with me
out the window of the glass house, you better live in.
And if I'm just another page and you can turn and get away from them, please do me a favor, return it before the day comes. And hopefully it's sooner than later, cause I'm feeling my patience growing thin in this relationship. And the greater you integrate all the haters in my mind, say it's only one way to retaliate. Grab a 38, hold it to my temple, waiting on the word.
And now it all seems so simple, it's absurd.
Maybe it'll stop when you see me holding the gun. Over suicide, and this is what I'm gonna become. I'm hoping you can learn from my past and what I've done. And in the long run, maybe you won't have to see the gun.
I'm afraid.
left alone. So everybody please just go away. Inside of my mind is where she calls home, and I just can't take another verse.
What if the rose was
wicked?
Would it have teeth? Would it bite? Oh, would it leave the holes in its teeth? What if love was wicked? Would it make me wanna bite? Till I drew blood, made in my teeth like this fight. What if all was wicked? Would I paint with blood? Would I sculpt with guts? Would I mount human hands to the wall with love? Probably all of the above.
Think anyways. But Gail Jesus is dead over there.
No. I'm watching these people try to handcuff this black dude, and then they need like fucking 8 people to fucking try to handcuff him.
Damn.
I'm not even quite sure why they even pulled these black guys over. Like, they just got out the car, put them in handcuffs, and put them in the cop car.
That sounds about right for half the cops out there.
But then the one guy in the passenger seat, he had an open beer, and he's the one that's, I guess, resisting arrest. And she got like three cops laying on top of him.
Damn. Well, Kayla Corpse, you're fucking retarded.
The lights fluttered for a second. It felt like getting hit by a
Well, would I name like, yeah, probably.
You got destroyed, man. Here's a 10 G for you guys.
She would apparently trade a fucking her kidney for a cigarette.
She got tapped out 4 times.
That's fucking stupid.
So, yeah. If you're around Charles Stidham can help message me. Please, feel an expert. Well, take your desperate self and get the fuck off my page.
Oh, give me her kidney. I'll go sell it on a black market. I need some money.
$9,
so that's all the back rent. Anything
you
want to say to
these guys
now? Since Silverman.
Well, we'll
move out.
Deal's
the
deal. I've been in the bitch so long, I just
want
you to do
the bitch
for
3
minutes.
Now the
bitch is going to
be out. I'm
going to
enjoy all the quiet time I have.
This bitch probably fucking looks
at
the fucking corpse circus.
Sure hope
not. Let's see.
Got
well, it's worse than that.
Oh, no. No, I don't think it could be worse than that.
How about Lil Wayne and Soulja Boy?
Oh, man. It can be worse than that.
So just for that, she's getting deleted. Yeah,
so,
more
so. What was the name of that group from back on MySpace that completely ripped off of ICP? You remember what their name was?
No.
Like, they would rap on ICP beats.
I know who you're talking about, just don't remember their name.
Is their name Wicked Ways? Is that their name?
Possibly.
Or is that somebody completely different?
I think that might be them.
Because if that's the same people, because I saw them, they have an entry in that the Don't Fuck Up Our Beats contest. And all they did on that beat was diss a whole bunch of people. And one of the people that they dissed was Shizzy Six. And I really don't think they should have did that.
Yeah, no.
Like, that dude is way better than these dudes that were doing it.
Now, let me see. Wicked Ways Don't Funk Up the Beat.
I'm a mixed martial arts fighter, and in the last 10 years, I've taken on the toughest fighters in MMA, and I've got 33 victories in the cage.
Oh, don't fuck up our beats. I put the beats. Oh, well.
Now, I'm going from town to town, finding the biggest, baddest bully on the block, so you can sell them a face. So if you got a bully and want to get some revenge, I'll put him in the cage to fight two rounds with a real MMA fighter, and then we'll see how tough he really is. Place our soldiers.
But I don't remember how they spelled their fucking name.
It's Wicked Ways with an S.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know, I can't remember if they spelled Wicked W-I-C-K-E-D or...
Yeah, just your typical Wicked.
Yeah, the only thing that pops up on fucking... When you type them is, even in Google, Wicked Ways Tattoo, Wicked Ways by Eminem.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so nothing pops up to them whatsoever.
I don't know them. Well, go to that Don't Funk Up Our Beats,
profile,
or whatever. I'm on the wrong day, and this is what I got from it.
Every day I wake up, wash my face, I have to see. Go to the videos and see what we can find. Yeah, came up behind me, pants me. I went at him with one swing, totally dodged it, and just shot me right in the right eye, and my eye bursted, like blood vessel, like...
Yeah,
nothing. My whole white to my eye was...
Even going there, you say nothing.
I would see him at, like, a casual party here and there. And, like,
well, where the hell do these people send their videos? What the fuck?
It, like, no, to everyone that tell the story in detail.
Don't know.
Because I just saw this video this morning.
By putting other people down. Please,
I don't know what's worse. You're pounded by some idiot, what happens if you have a tale told over and
let's
over.
Let's see.
For me,
oh, are they on Facebook?
I can't even find them up on there.
What's
up, man?
How you doing? Man, I'm awesome.
What can I do about it? What can we do about it?
Yo, lazy ass Christians is in the house playing video games.
Yeah, even on Facebook, all that comes up is Mama's Wicked Ways. Wicked Ways Tattoo, Wicked Ways Haunted House, Wicked Ways Saloon, Wicked Ways the Group.
Oh, bad.
Oh, hey, good somebody.
So, yeah.
Hey, buddy, what's up, man? I'm saying, hey, yo, go to the left, go left, go left. What are you doing? Where are you? Hey, I'm here, man. I'm going to greet you. Hey, call the cops. Hey, who is this? Get out of here, dog. Why let him in, dog?
Don't call the cops.
Trust me. You don't
want to
call the cops. Yeah, you're dealing with all these cameras, boy. Why you got all these cameras? No, no, no. Listen, listen.
Man,
look, here's what's going on. Look, instead of picking on these guys, why don't you step in the cage with one of my guys, a pro MMA fighter.
Why would I even want to go fight some of, like,
listen, I'll tell you why. For 10 G's.
It's funny how they call, how they, like, half these motherfuckers want to back out, and then a man, you fucking mentioned 10 G's. They're like, yep, yep, I'll do it, I'll whoop his ass, and then they get their asses kicked.
Yeah, that's what happens. Everybody wants that money.
Why not? Full 10 G's worth of
fight.
I'm down. I'll
believe
when I see it.
I'll let myself out. Oh,
bud. I'll let myself out. Yeah. I have to let myself in.
Christian and I hug it out. Wow. And later, too, a dazzling display called ass-kickery.
Ass-kickery. I didn't even know that was a word. Apparently now it is, all because of mayhem. Yeah, man, and you can't find wicked ways up on here at all. Like, anywhere.
I don't know.
maybe they just don't exist.
Akato Productions.
Ben, mobile sounds familiar. Let's check out his Facebook. Cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese.
Yeah. Name of an artist. Okay, yep, no, he's definitely not familiar from Canada. Maybe I can fucking find him by just typing in "Don't fuck up about funk white, don't funk up our beats 2014 Wicked Ways."
Yeah. Just to be sure you do not get completely murdered, dude, your corner man, world famous MMA.
But what the hell have you been typing in?
Wicked Ways, don't funk up our volume. Either way, they ain't covered up. Yeah, nope. And show up whatsoever.
I'm going to choke him out.
Well, if you find out, you can just send him my way.
Chris is trying to put me in a headlock, but his grip is so weak, I'm not sure if he can choke a chicken.
I don't know how the hell I'm going to find the link.
How the fuck did you find it the last time?
It was something somebody liked.
Who the fuck liked it?
Oh, here you go. Here's rumors some artists are getting tired of us getting all the gigs and national shows all the time. Yeah. No shit. Welcome to Pittsburgh. We are sick of you taking the shows. Anyway. Step your fucking game up, Ben. Are you kidding me? You still can't rhyme.
Who can't rhyme?
Oh, just the damn people that I used to rap with.
Ah, must be out of the names. Lyrical Assassins or something like that.
No, Legally Insane.
Yeah, that bullshit.
A lot of my victims, I'd say, deserve. Well, this is their entry on that contest, though. If you look up Legally Insane, They Won't Protect You, Don't Fuck Up Our Beats Volume Contest 6, maybe you could find it under that listing.
So, Funk Volume, Don't Fuck Up Our Beats 6. Central Soldiers.
currently has a record of 8 wins, 2 losses. This guy does this for a living, which means Christian is in big trouble.
I'm gonna put this couch potato back to bed.
I'm gonna put this couch potato back to bed. That makes perfect sense. There's some dude that looks like trying to look like fucking Ritz up in that shit.
Whoever the hell is.
Some dude named Token.
Dean Cullen was awesome. Like, he has the same kind of problems as I do when he was a kid, and now he's like a fighter. It's like almost inspirational. If you pretty much it, you can do whatever you want.
There's some chick that's up in that shit. Check her out.
All right, fellas, listen up. I'm leaving early tonight. But you know what? I'm going out. Good deal, man. Yeah. You guys are proud of me. I said,
Ben.
17 months. So got laid.
Get past this stupid bullshit.
I'm biggest proud of my life. Thank you very much.
I fucking type it in Wicked Ways, but like no matter what, they just don't show the fuck up. I'm a big one insane popped up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But Wicked Ways did not. Maybe they fucking disqualified her for fucking trying to start shit with City 6.
maybe this is it. Maybe we're just spelling it wrong.
How the fuck did he spell them?
This ain't the same thing, but this is a different entry bottle.
How the fuck do you spell it, Dutch?
Wicked the way that we want to spell it, and then ways, but with a Z.
That might explain it. Man, that still don't work.
What do you mean it don't work? I'm looking right at it.
Well, it's simply the damn link.
I can't find the video I actually want to find, though.
Well, damn.
Come on.
Yeah. That came up. But, their videos still didn't pop up.
No, that's their YouTube page.
I don't know then. Let's see. Yep, nothing popping up for don't fuck up, funk up the volume. Or funk up the beat, whatever the fuck it is.
Fuck up the name.
Ah, there we go, motherfucker. They finally got a fucking sale going on. Someone's finally got a sale going on.
Who's that?
Toxic Fox.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. I'll invite you to her. If you enter the word B Marie, you get 15% off.
How much are the pictures?
$10.
Fucking video
showed. I don't even know. But we're going to end up the show with a trick because I'm going to get some sleep for work. So let's go with KMK, Said and Done.
When you look out at the setting sun, and another day is gone, just remember how far you've come, when all is said and done. As time flies by, and you start to wonder why, where, who, what, when, no one will come together in the end. If you do your best to live life to the fullest, just remember that you'll always be dodging bullets. It's a crazy road out there, but you can't be scared to get behind the wheel and lead like a pioneer. I say this to the people because you are my friends. Life's short, so like some bread and milk, soak it in. You never find what you're looking for if you go blind, because your past move forward, gotta skip the wine. Make the most of what you got and you gon' get more. Be positive, keep on knocking on them doors. Keep on breaking down the walls, keep on tearing down the boundaries. Release your inner peace and hear the sound of your heartbeat.
When you look out at the setting sun, it doesn't matter where you're from, when all is said and done,
girls and all of my guys. All of my fans and slaves will grind. Thank you for making the time of my life. My corner's the crime, we write all the rhyme. My boys, the fellas, the same, the whites, the good, the bad, the life we made. The ups, the downs, I wanna say thanks. But a smile on their face and we all got paid. Cottonmouth Kings out, we never fade. Just like Tupac, God, I pray. I know it's sad, that's long of the day. Thinking about the fun things, I regret. All the memories I had with the boys on the set. All the time that we spent, making money, ripping shit. That life don't get no better than this.
When you look out at the setting sun, and another day is gone, just remember how far you've come. When all is said and done, take the future, put the past away, 'cause tomorrow there's a brighter day. It doesn't they good ways. The corner blocks, they full of struggle, looking hard knocks. A focal point reflecting all the disconnected dots. Within the vision, I can see a brighter, better road. A pavement newer, stronger, handling this larger load. A sign of life, a sign of living, choice of how it goes. Staying in the moment, will I wake? Nobody knows.
When the song will be packed up and loading out, the book is over, in the different rounds, heading different ways, hitting on some silver haze, telling war stories, reminiscing about the glory days. I'm still amazed that our legend still unfold, the legacy of a kingdom winning Super Bowl. Us against the world, underdog misfits, don't underestimate the power of our bomb hits.